shell it. You shuck it and shell it and carry it to the mill and grind it up in meal and make bread out of it.
How much did you take to the mill to have it ground up?
Well, according to how much you want, sometimes you can kill a bushel, you can kill a barrel, as much as you want to kill at a time. But if you kill a peck, you get back 2 pecks. No, he didn't double himself.
No, you get back a peck and a half, like that.
Mm-hmm. When you grind it up, it'll increase, but it won't double itself. Mm-hmm.
How much is a turn of corn?
How much is a turn?
Yes.
I don't know exactly how much a turn. I don't know exactly how much a bushel of corn weighs.
70 pounds. I think ain't 70 pounds is a bushel?
Shell or
a shell?
I don't know.
I think it is.
But anyway, when you make that meal out of that corn, then you sift that meal and you get husk off it. You get husk, you can take that husk and fix you some hog feed out of that. And then you can take that corn and chop it for chicken feed. And you can chop it for hog feed. And you can feed it to your cows. You can give your cows corn. You feed it to mules on the cob. Just shuck it and put it in the trough and give it to mules. That's the way you do with the corn.
All right, then, and when you had it ground, what kind of things did you make? You mentioned the kush.
Make the kush out of the meal.
The meal. Would you tell me what else you made out of the meal?
Well, you could make corn cakes,
grits.
You could chop it and make grits out of it.
Now this may seem like a kind of foolish question, but would you explain what a corn cake is, how you'd make it, what it looks like? The reason I ask these things is that now in restaurants you get a little something like that made out of cornmeal about so high. Would that be a corn cake or a biscuit or?
That's a corn cake. Yes.
The round thing.
Mm-hmm. It looks sort of like a biscuit thing.
Yeah, but it's a corn cake.
Would you tell me about making grits?
Well, when you make grits, you chop that corn. You don't grind it as fine as you do for meal. You grind it, but not as fine for meal. And then you got your grits.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make anything like hominy?
You can make hominy out of it, sure can. You take your corn and you put ashes in there, or either soda, but we used to make it out of ashes. We put that corn, shell that corn and put that corn in a pot, one of these big wash pots, and put water in there and put ashes in there and boil that corn till it turns yellow. And then you take that corn out that pot and husk it, you call husking it. Get all that face husk off, wash it in water and get all that face husk off that corn. And then you take that corn and after you do that, then it's ready for eating. Mm-hmm. That's hominy.
Get all the ashes out of it.
Oh yeah, you wash it, wash the ashes out. Mm-hmm. And then ashes will take that face husk off that corn.
I see. Mm-hmm. Did you ever remember calling anything corn dodgers? Corn dodgers.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is.
That's still the corn bread, but what form is corn dodgers made in?
It's cooked in a pan. Now you can cook it in a pan because now the corn ash cake, that's cooked out of corn bread too. But you see where you cook the ash cake, the old people used to have a fire in the firehouse.
Fireplace.
Mm-hmm, the fireplace. Where you part the ashes back. And have it real clean. And put your
make up your bread, corn bread.
And put it over in there. And cover it over with them ashes.
I see.
And when it get on, it wouldn't be full of ashes. That'd look funny, but it would.